Rockauto.com.
Strange streaks off the California coast had people buzzing about some kind of a secret missile. Now there's red hot streaks that were blazing across the skyline in New York City. And that as soon as I said that, that's probably why they jumped in the middle of that. We're going to cut her off if she's talking about red hot streaks. Anyway, red hot streaks in the New York skyline, what does that mean? Mayo sandwiches showering in the dark, eating cold food like Pop-Tarts. Those cold, cold showers and not knowing what was going on around the ship had to be rather strange. For 4 days, that's what the passengers endured on the Splendor. It was one of the Carnival cruise ships that was out going for a seven-day cruise of the Mexican Riviera. We all know what happened. There was the fire on Monday morning. Nobody was hurt in the engine fire, but it killed a ship that was twice the size of the Titanic. Tugboats having to slowly bring it to shore. It took 4 hours to get everybody off the ship and then on to their final destination in Long Beach, California. But can you imagine the tales? The CEO of Carnival has apologized a zillion times. They're offering free cruises naturally to all those people who I would think don't want anything to do with cruises right at this moment. I'm just saying. From the passengers' own lips, here's what one of them had to say, Chris Harlan, after he got off the boat.
We were taking cold showers. The power was out. I mean, we got all the free drinks we wanted at room temperature, but it was cool.
typical kid. It was cool. We had free drinks, but, you know, it was cool. A lot of people didn't think it was so cool, though. It was a pretty rough time for many of them. All right, we just ushered out another Veterans Day. And once again, we can never say enough about what the troops do for us and the families and their sacrifices. I know many of you have sons that serve, and thank you very much and thank them for us for their service. Again and again and again, they do it. Deployed once, twice, three times. You know how that goes. Here's what Vice President Joe Biden had to say today.
The generation of soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines who have served and sacrificed for us are the heart and soul, the very spine of this nation.
They are the very spine of this nation. That's why we can sleep at night. If you took all the wars, including the War of Independence and the freedom that we have to live in this great country and criticize it and criticize the office of the president and criticize the way things are now happening in Washington or whatever it is, or just celebrating the fact that we're Americans. We've got freedom of speech, and this is still the greatest country in the face of the earth to live in. I'll tell you, there's some awesome things to see outside the borders. But when you come back, you really appreciate, I think, what it means to be an American. All right, don't forget we've got coming up around the bend, Nail the Score, this week, week 10 in the NFL. Don't know what the game's going to be. There's some interesting games that are out there, and who knows. The Eagles meet the Redskins, the Cowboys, who are terrible, of course, meet the New York Giants, but a lot of people are intrigued by what the Cowboys might do under a new head coach. Doubtful. I don't know that that's going to be the matchup to watch. But you want to get in line, light up the phones so we can hit it hard. A lot of you try to get through and say you can't get through, so I'm going to give you the number at the top here, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Well, I'm trying to get a cold, so if I start coughing, just excuse me.
All right, there's no cough button, I know.
I just wanted to respond. Was it Sam in Wyoming talking about the presidency?
Don in Wyoming, yeah.
Don, okay. You know, I don't care what title you hold. If you don't bring respect to that title, you don't get respect. And I hate to say it, but I have yet to call that man anything but what he is, and that's squatter-in-chief, because he does not have respect for his office. He's not shown respect to the people of the United States. And he's done everything he could to just upset this country. And you have to earn respect, in my opinion. And that is just my opinion. You earn respect, including high government positions. So.
Yeah, I agree that you earn respect. The question was a good one. It was Al in Canada, actually, that brought it up, Izzy. And the question was a good one in the sense of, and there have been discussions about this before, I think it was one of the European newspapers, was criticizing America and saying that we were a lousy people because of the way we treat our president, that there is no respect. But I think your point is well taken. Respect has to be earned in any position, whatever it is, whether it's somebody that's a pastor or somebody who's a principal of a school or somebody who's the president of the United States.
Exactly. And when our own head office does not show respect to people, but shows respect to everybody else in the world, it's pretty hard to call him anything but what he is, and that's a jerk. I'm sorry, but I think he is just a jerk.
And well, the key thing there, Izzy, then, is what you want to hope for is that he's not reelected another term.
Oh, we are already started on the 2012 elections, and everybody out there, remember, just because this last election proved to be rather beneficial, well, at least to conservatives, do not stop there. Keep on pumping. We have 2 years of work starting at local level, and hold those people speak to the fire, because trust me, in 2012, if you don't do what's right for the country and the citizens, you're going out too. There's going to be a lot of one-termers.
There you go.
There's no
I like
more
that.
Monkey business. And I heard one of a gal from Northeast Missouri, Joan, a shout out to Joan in Hannibal, Missouri, saying that we have to start now with our local elections, and it's true. I mean, local elections are just as important to set the mode. But real quick, I want to touch on the money's going to the states or not going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how dare Hillary Clinton hand over $150 million to Pakistan while our country is floundering? Does anybody find hypocrisy here besides me?
Yeah, that we give and give and give, but yet we're going to bleed our own people.
But you know, the states are also to blame. They've just so overspent and been so irresponsible. And I'm a firm believer states need to start sticking to their own budgets and dealing with what they have instead of depending on that federal money. This is what's gotten us into a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Is the states wanting federal money and then pandering back to the federal government. And it has to stop. So in a way, I don't feel bad. Because states need to clean up that, like California. Give me a break. They did it to themselves. And it's the illegals, too, that have caused a lot of state economic issues.
Now, so, certainly in California, a lot of those border states. Yeah, absolutely. Izzy, good stuff. You have a great weekend.
Happy Veterans Day to everybody out there, and a shout-out to our troops.
Absolutely. I second that. Absolutely. And Izzy, too, has a son that serves, so we thank her for that. By the way, that sighting that came just a day after the condensation trail that was spotted off the coast of California, there's all kinds of speculation in New York about the object that it caused from a fired missile to another kind of a contrail from a commercial airliner, all that kind of stuff. As to what happened in New York, they're just saying it was red streaks across the sky, and they're not sure quite what it was.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I can't wait to see what the game is. There was a Thursday night game. We know it's not going to be that one. The Falcons, by the way, beat the Ravens 26-21. But of all the games on the board, probably the one everybody's going to want to know about is the Patriots and the Steelers. How about the Rams and the 49ers? How about the Eagles and the Redskins? I don't care about the 49ers. But the Eagles and the Redskins, that's the Monday night game. Boy, some of those Monday night games have been boring. Maybe that one will be better. The Texans and the Jags, that could be an interesting matchup. The Buccaneers are 5-3. They should smash the Panthers. Let's hope it's not that one. The Titans and the Dolphins. The Titans now have Randy Moss as a wide receiver. The Titans are 5-3. The Dolphins 4-4. They're hosting. That also could be kind of an intriguing matchup. The Vikings are hanging on for dear life. They're 3-5. They go up against the Bears, and the Bears are in a much different situation as they're 5-3. And of course, this game will be played out in Chicago. And there's a slew of other games too. Who knows what it's going to be? So, without further ado, technical maestro Donovan, let it rip. All right, we have our game, and this is kind of a surprise, I have to say. The Cowboys and the Giants. The Cowboys are a joke. They're the butt of every joke in the NFL now. At 1-7, they're 1-3, of course, away. And the Giants are on a big, fat roll in the NFC East. They're 6-2. I can't imagine that the Giants are worried about the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys do have a big change, though, when it comes to coaching. They dumped Wade Phillips after the debacle against Green Bay, And instead, the assistant coach, actually a former quarterback, Jason Garrett, who played backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, then became the highest paid assistant coach. A couple of years ago, a lot of teams wanted to hire him. Baltimore was one of them. That would have been a great team for him to have coached, but you see how well Baltimore's doing. Baltimore's a great team this year, and they have really been the last couple of years. But instead, he waited in the wings. Now this is his chance. He has the interim title, but I would have to say some great things would have to happen with the Dallas Cowboys for Jerry Jones not to seek another coach in the off season, provided that the football isn't tanked because of the collective bargaining agreement. So Jason Garrett had a couple of things to say about his Dallas Cowboys now that he's the man in charge, as to whether or not they're going to be able to move on, and is this really a good start for them? Here's what he said. All right, so it's the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said, the party takes place in New York. So the point spread is the Giants are favored by 14. We had Steve Budin on the show from sportsinfo.com, and he said he would take these points. He said he definitely thinks the Giants easily cover that for what it's worth. And I have to say, I think the Giants easily cover it, too. I'm going to say that the Giants win this, and the final score is, oh, man, I don't know how much they're going to run it up. I'm going to say the final score is 35-17. 35-17, the New York Giants, the men in blue, over the Dallas Cowboys. All right, you can take a swing at Nail the Score. We have great prizes. In fact, we just got some more prizes in that I think you'll love. The prize closet is bursting at the seams. I know I keep using that description. It's the best one that I can think of. And if you did win the Bears books, don't worry, they're on the way. Let me give out the number. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Donovan, do we have anybody already holding? Because we have a little technical snafu in this. Rick in Illinois. Rick, you are the leadoff guy. Rick, you got to turn your radio down.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello? That echo. Yeah, hello. Oh, we sound like we're doing a concert check.
Well, first thing I want to say, hats off to all the veterans. You know,
I agree.
I got a nephew in Afghanistan right now. He's a Marine. So.
He's married?
Huh?
Did you say he's married?
No, he's in Afghanistan. He's in the Marines.
Oh, in the Marines, yeah. There you go.
So. Oh, boy. Can we get a redo on this game?
I know.
Man. I'm going to have to go with the Giants, 31, Cowboys, maybe 10.
31-10.
Benefit of doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to hammer them good again. They hate each other.
I think they're going to get hammered, too. You're right, because I think the Giants will take it to them because it's so easy for them to do that. And I think that it's going to be a rough day for Jason Garrett, and it's a tough game for him to jump in on.
Yeah, payback time for the Giants anyway.
Yeah, I agree. All right, duly noted.
Okay.
You're in the books. Thank you. Okay, let's see here. We are up and running. Those red streaks that crashed into the show from from New York are up and going, but we still have to get your name in line. It's like that secret club. You know, what was it, Studio 54? So the bouncer is Donovan, and Donovan's going to have to tell me. He's going to have to decide who's in next. Donovan, who do we have next? Joe in Kentucky. Hello, Joe in Kentucky. No, we don't have Joe in Kentucky. Joe, where'd you go? You got a place in line, and you got out of line, dude. 800 800-259-5791. All right, Tom in Kentucky, you get to take a spot. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Pretty good. I'm just coming off of work. I work at Georgetown, Kentucky at Toyota.
Yeah, a lot of people call from there, sure.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to your show.
Thanks.
I'm ready to make a stab at this. I'm going to take the Giants, 33-16.
33-16, Giants. You got it. You are locked and loaded.
Great.
Thank you. Okay, we also, I want to remind everybody, if you're having a tough time getting through on the phones, poor Donovan. Donovan does such a great job. Just let me take a second here to say, hats off to Donovan Mattson, because he really scrambles around, and we appreciate everything he does for America tonight, and especially when you have stuff like Nail the Score, and he's the lone wolf in the Big Bad studio. So if you can't get through on the phone lines, remember, you can always send us an email, and a lot of people do end up doing that. Dave in Vermont is the number one guy. I think he's always the first email through the door. So you can do that as long as it's during this time period. We'll make sure that we get it and, you know, post it and count it and all that sort of stuff. And I'll announce it on the air, too. So don't worry about that. And you know how to do that. You go to AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Donovan, who else do we have in line? Dan in Texas. Oh, Dan.
Hi, darling. Again. Hey, kudos to our friend in Missouri, the lady, you know who I mean?
Izzy.
And simplify to the man with the Marines. My son was a Marine. He's built like a bull. He's a guard for the toughest prison in the country at Pelican Bay in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm going to blow your mind here. I'm going to take Cowboys 21-17 over the Giants. I figure this is the Mafia game. This is where the Mafia cleans up.
The Mafia game. You know what, though? There's always a weird, freaky upset somewhere on the board, and who says it couldn't be this one? Who says that, you know, the Cowboys who are furious about being the butt of the jokes don't somehow come out and find a way to win it? You're right.
Yep. That's the way I got it figured.
All right, good for you. I like your theory, although I think you're all wet on that theory because, of course, I picked the complete opposite. I said 35-17. The G-men are going to have a field day. But if I were looking for an upset, there's some merit into what he had to say. Of course, the defenses would have to step up big, and the Cowboys' defense has been terrible the last 2 weeks. So that defense would really have to come to the party. I mean, they have DeMarcus Ware, who's incredible, but the defense has been all over the map. And, of course, since Tony Romo went down, they've been awful. All right, you know what to do. More of Nail the Score on the flip side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally-C. Why Ally-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally-C. For more information and to order Ally-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally-C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Tony Romo had amazing stats until he went down with a bad shoulder. Almost, or actually over 1,600 yards, 11 touchdowns, and he was racking up the numbers. Of course, not the wins. The Cowboys are 1-7, and they are in a bad way. They are hurting big time. The Giants are on a roll, 6-2, looking good at home, a lot of great home cooking, 3-1. They're going to have a large and loud crowd. The odds makers peg them at 14, New York by 14. Our odds guru says that they'll easily cover that. He feels completely sure that the Giants will do the serious damage to the Cowboys. But what do you think? Nail the Score is so much fun, and we've got great prizes, too, and bragging rights if you end up nailing it. I mean, forever and a day, you will be known as the lone wolf to Nail the Score during this season in the NFL, and it goes all the way through the playoffs, too. And if somebody does nail it, we'll continue. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I picked the Giants, but I think a lot of people say there may be an upset special in the making. You know, you always want to believe. You listen to the guys on Fox, and I swear you think that the Cowboys are just a game away from the Super Bowl. Brian And because if you emailed us, trust me, we get you in and make sure we time it out right before the calls, too. Brian says the Giants will win 35-21. Izzy in Missouri says the Giants will win 25-17. Dave in Vermont likes the Cowboys. Dave, what are you smoking in Vermont? 24-21. 24-21. Well, I tell you this, I can only hope it'll be that close, because when I invest time in the game, I'm sorry, I like the close games. The blowouts, when I covered football, I didn't even like the blowouts. I don't care who the team was. It's boring. It's boring to watch that kind of game, isn't it? All right, let's go to some of the callers, too. Quickly, I'm going to rifle through some of these. Deb in Kentucky. Girlfriend, how are you? Nope, no Deb. Let's go to Robert in Kentucky.
How are you doing this evening?
Good, how are you?
Wonderful. I think it's going to be a blowout. Giants 45, Cowboys 13.
Ooh! Oh, yeah, that's just a hurting. That means, you know what that means? That means that loud and obnoxious crowd is halfway drunk after the first half.
That's the way to be.
It is the best way to be if it's your home team and they're just rolling over on them. All right, thanks, Robert.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Let's move to Jason in Illinois. Hey, Jason.
Hello, how are you tonight?
Great, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm going to pick the Giants over the Cowboys 31-10.
31-10, all right. So everybody covering that spread. It looks like Eli Manning's going to have a big day.
I think he will.
Yeah, I think he will, too. All right, thanks, Jace. Good luck to you.
You bet.
We got Joe in Kentucky back. Joe, what happened? Did you go and get a candy bar out of a vending machine or something?
No, I think we just lost connection.
Oh, okay.
zone.
I know what that's like. Trust me. AT&T is not my friend sometimes. Okay, what do you think, Joe?
Well, everybody's picking Dallas for 17 points, so I'm going to take the Giants 42. And Dallas, 17.
All right, 42-17 G-Men. I like it, 42-17 G-Men. I got you in my little notebook. You're there. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, I think I told you the story. Now what I do when I watch the games, I have you guys in front of me. I have, like, the numbers in front of me because I want to see who gets close. It's like when you go to a Super Bowl party and they have the squares and they copy off the squares so you can see if you're going to actually be in the money. Brian in Missouri, it's your turn in the barrel. What do you think, Brian?
Let's go Giants 45, Cowboys 6. They had an interesting point on NFL Network last week after the Green Bay blowout, basically. Changing the coaching staff does nothing if your players can't perform.
True, and look at the Cowboys. I mean, they were so sad. They look like they just gave up in the last game. And against Green Bay, they weren't even trying. They were missing all their assignments. It was terrible. Yeah, that's a good point. So how are they going to play for Jason Garrett, in other words, just because you switch? And switching midstream, too, and the Cowboys have never done that. And Jerry Jones has never done that either, but he had to pull the trigger and do something, and that's what happened to Wade Phillips. He was let go. Hey, thanks. We got you duly noted. 800-259-5791. We're doing this thing called Nail the Score. If you just tuned in and you thought I was going to talk about the G20 and what's going to happen in that agreement, or if there's going to be an agreement with the Chinese and the U.S. and everybody else about not to step on each other's toes when it comes to finances, or we were going to talk about Carnival Cruise. If you want to go on a cruise, I will tell you this. Go to Carnival's website. You can probably get it for a song at this point. But just be prepared. Your ship might get stuck, and you might have to get towed in. So bring some supplies with you so you don't have to eat mayo sandwiches. Herschel in Missouri, it's your turn. Hey, Herschel.
Hi, Kate. I figured out how to pay the Chinese off. Just print the money.
There you go. Print it.
I'm going to say 35-14 Giants.
Giants? 35-14. I want to make sure no one has it. Do-do-do. Nope, no one has it. That's good. 35-14.
Have a good day now.
All right, you too. The G-Men should have a heyday with this one. They really should. But, you know, strange things have happened. Do you watch the scores? Just do a little experiment. It's kind of interesting to do this anyway. you probably follow a certain team. Maybe you do kick back and you watch all the NFL highlight stuff that's out there, ESPN or Fox or whatever. But just open up, if you get a newspaper still, there's probably two of us left in the world that get them. Or just go to the scores and look at the scores each and every week. And it's so odd that some of the scores, some of the finishes this year have been very, very strange, no doubt. How about Clarence in Kentucky? Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing? You sound good. Are you? Is this your weekend, or are you just off work?
Oh, no, I'm at work.
Oh, there you're at work. That's right. Okay.
Well, you know I'm a Dallas man, but the Giants will win.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm picking Dallas. 27-20.
27-20 Dallas?
Yeah, I think they'll play a lot better. And I'm looking for an off night from the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And just wishful thinking.
You're looking for a miracle. You need to get up early and go to church first, because it's an afternoon game, and pray for a miracle. That's what you're looking for, Clarence. Listen,
I think I might go in tonight.
There you do. That's what you do. Go in often and for the next couple of days and see if it helps. Thanks. Dallas will need a miracle. Listen, I like Jason Garrett. He's one of the guys that I covered. He's just a nice guy. Here's a fun fact about Jason Garrett. He went to Princeton. He's from a big football family. And he went to Princeton. You know who his roommate was? Dean Cain. Remember the guy a zillion years ago that played Superman on TV? That was his roommate. Garrett actually is a pretty good golfer. Now, how is he going to be as the head coach? A few years ago, he was like gold. He could have had a couple of head coaching jobs. Now, you know what they say when the blush is off the rose? The blush is off the rose. Sorry, Clarence. Bill in Missouri, how are you?
Oh, not bad.
What do you think? Are you picking the G-men?
Got to. I think Aikman now is a better quarterback than anybody Dallas has.
Yeah. Maybe he can come back in. Maybe he can suit up.
Oh, somebody's got to.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking I'm going to go Giants 27-10.
27-10. Let me make sure no one has that. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. We have a couple. No, 27-10 we don't have. All right, there you go. That's a good one. I like that. I agree. It's the quarterback position is terrible too. Kitna, what happened? A couple of years ago on a terrible Lions team, he was pretty decent, his arm strength and whatnot. But notice how I said terrible Lions team. But as the backup, forget it. They've had better backups, and he's not one of them. Thanks for the guess. I appreciate it. So we go from Bill in Missouri to Jamie in Kentucky. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I think I'll take the Giants 33-17.
All right, 33-17. Notice, Jamie, that everybody is covering the spread pretty much here.
Right.
It's 14 points. That's what it is, and I think... Not for nothing, but I think this time, usually the odds makers can be right on the money. I think that 14, absolutely, it's going to be more than 14. So we'll see. You'll be watching. I'll be watching. Good luck.
Thanks.
Let's go to Dr. E in Kentucky. Dr. E, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
I'm going to make it short. 23-20, G-Man.
All right, 23-20 G-men. Wow, so you like a close game. You like Jason Garrett to be doing okay with the Cowboys. We'll see.
Yeah, I do, because I believe he's going to give them new hope, bring fun back into the game, and you know how Eli is. He's liable to have a good game and then a bad game.
Very true. Very true. I mean, when we look at the Giants, you're right. You're not quite sure with Eli. He's not like his big brother. He's different. He's very different. He's iffy. He's had some great players around him, let's face it. And Eli can look like a world beater and make some incredible scrambling moves and get the ball off and just hit his target. And other times, he looks like, wow, did he even read the playbook? Thanks. Good point, Dr. E. Coming up, the finish line for Nail the Score. So call in now, 800-259-5791. We'll meet you in a couple.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Jones announced earlier in the day that they have 8 games left and they have one goal, to win. You bet they got to win a few games. How terrible is this? You know, the Cowboys, a big, bad, popular preseason pick as Super Bowl contenders, have given up 40.3 points a game over the past 3 weeks. Wow! New York is on a roll. They're looking for their 6th straight win. And the Giants' latest win over the Cowboys, of course, was the almost the end of October. And that was closer, though. Remember, 41-35. That's what sent Dallas into a kind of a spiral. They were 1-5 after that, and the Cowboys are absolutely struggling. So what's going to happen with Jason Garrett as the coach? I think if I'm Garrett, I get in their faces and see what they can do with that defense. Their defense has been terrible. They gave up 400 yards for the second time in 3 weeks. Green Bay made a mockery of them, gaining 415 yards. I mean, I could do this all day long and tell you all these crazy factoids about how horrible the Cowboys are. However, sometimes, you know, that whole truth is stranger than fiction thing. Sometimes in football, it's on any given Sunday, the game can change. Eli Manning could have a bad game. The Cowboys, who have nowhere to go but up, could suddenly rise from the ashes. Doubtful, but it could happen, I'm just saying. I picked the Giants, just so you know, to really slam the Cowboys. But what do you say? This is the stretch drive time. If you want to hit us up on the internet, you can do that at americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. Debbie is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Debbie. Debbie.
I am picking the Giants over the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are done.
I do, too.
I feel bad for them, but I think they're done. So do you have, because I didn't get in the car too late from overtime at the plant, do you have 27-17?
I think we do have 27-17. Didn't we just get that? We do have 27-17.
Okay, let's go 27-14.
27-14. Okay,
yeah.
27-14, you got it for the G-Men.
Okay, Kate, you have a wonderful weekend, sweetheart.
All right, you too, Debbie. Who knows? Hey. You could be in the money. Don't know.
That'd be good Christmas.
Yeah, it would be a good Christmas, actually, because you could gift the things that you get. Some of them are so good. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Like I keep saying, the prize closet is full. Purposely, we've been building it up. Robbie in Kentucky. You, my man, have the floor. What's up, Robbie?
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm going to pick the Giants 41-10.
41-10. Somebody else was in the 40s, too. But, yeah, it could be just a wide open game for Eli if he's on anyway. 41-10.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, you have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. From Robbie, we slide over to another Kentucky boy, John in Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, I'm a Hoosier boy. I'm just driving through Kentucky.
There you go.
Been listening to your show the last couple of weeks, and it's pretty really good show. Enjoy it.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice to have somebody live on at night.
Thanks.
I want to go with the Giants, 38-3.
38-3, Giants.
Yeah.
All right, duly noted. We know you'll be watching. I feel sorry for Cowboys and Cowboy Land because it's been rough in Dallas. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. The Cowboys weren't expected to look this way. I mentioned it before. Certainly one of the preseason favorites. And you look at the team on paper, so loaded, and just what a complete collapse. And the entire time from covering the Cowboys to what we're seeing now, I've never seen anything like this with them. I've never seen it this bad. You could go back to Aikman's first year, but I'm going to say no, this is definitely, definitely, definitely worse than that. All right, quickly, we have a lot of people calling in. Let's go to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm going to have to go with Giants 28-10.
Giants 28-10. All right, you are in the books. Thank you
very much.
Let's see. Cindy in Kentucky. Hello, Cindy.
Hey, Kate. Even though I'm a native Texan, I'm gonna have to go with the odds and say Giants 30, Dallas 9.
Woo! All right, 39, Texas girl. What are you thinking? Are you going to be wearing your Cowboys jersey when you watch this game?
No, probably not. I'm actually a Dolphin fan. I told you that last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We talked about that, the undefeated team. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, good for you.
I mean, I like Dallas, but I want the prize.
Exactly. I don't blame you. Winning isn't the only thing. It's everything.
You're right.
Thanks, Cindy.
All right, thanks.
We got you noted. How about Jamie in Kentucky, a different Jamie? Hi, Jamie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We had the second Jamie from there. All right, Jamie, what do you think is going to happen?
I think it's going to be the Giants, 41-6. Hakeem Nicks for the Giants, going to get four touchdowns on them.
41-6? 40. I got to check to make sure I don't have anyone else that's got 41. All right, you're in. 41-6. All about the Giants. Thanks, Jamie. 41-6.
Thank you.
Wow. You know, this would actually be a fun game to be at. I've been to plenty of the Giants-Cowboys games or the Giants-Eagles games. Somebody asked me the other day, which I thought was a bigger rivalry in the NFC East. And I think it used to be the Cowboys and the Eagles, but now I'm not so sure. Of course, now with the Cowboys, they're just fighting for air. It's what Jerry Jones said. They just are fighting for wins. Pretty much, they just need to get wins, anything to finish a little bit more respectably. And could it be worse for him hosting the Super Bowl? Imagine if they don't win one other game. All those parties, all the stuff that you go through, all those meetings, owners' meetings. Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Oh, I'll tell you, you guys are putting a hurt on me tonight.
Oh, because you're a Cowboy fan.
Well, gee, it's terrible. And then you bring the deity into it. Golly. Well, I got to go 27-21 Cowboys.
All right, 27-21 Cowboys. Dale, we'll see if you're right.
Well,
I don't think so.
Well, if I am, I get a free 8x10 signed glossy.
You got it.
Okay.
I'll deliver it to you, I promise. All right, let's go to Rick D. in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Kate.
Yeah.
I'm going to take New York 24, Dallas 20.
24-20, you got it. Dallas, New York 24-20. You are locked and loaded, my friend. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You have a great weekend. Another Rick. It's like Rick Central in Kentucky. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I think everybody's giving Dallas too much credit here.
Yeah, they're going to get blown out.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. Have you got 47-17?
No, you own it.
All right, let's give that a shot.
All right, Rick, enjoy the game. 47-17. 47-17, thank you. This is going to be one of those good games, too. It's afternoon, so if you're in the East, the kick, 4:15, that's like one of those dinner time deals. You're getting yourself a sub, kicking back, and just you're in the plush couch or in the big chair, and you're just watching. And that's picture me doing that. That's what I'm going to be doing. And I'll have my numbers in front of me to keep track of any of you to see if anybody's even close to nailing the score. Boy, and the guesses were kind of all over the map. I think too much credit was given to the Cowboys. I think they're going to get smoked. Smoked! You know the old expression, smoke them if you got them? This is kind of a different smoke, but that's what's going to happen. Hey, good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score.